Take these with you. You can take my car. Oh, you're gonna hang out. You can still do that. Hi. Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 279.
Feeling fine.
Me looking at you for reassurance. Mm-hmm. Is it that 279? Okay. I'm Patafria.
Unfortunately, I'm Crystal.
I'm your lesbian aunt that bowls on a league.
I said you need a jacket with patches and shit on it. Now.
I do. Or like a silky Budweiser jacket.
Definitely.
One or the other. Mm-hmm. I'm a new woman. Here I am.
Mullet City.
Mullet City. Population me. Stingers came in last night. He was like, "That's your new hairstyle?"
He's like, "Great, you're a real fucking honky, dirty said,
yeah,
honky
do
mom.
Do you like it or not?" He was like, "Yeah."
Did
and
he?
Then yeah, good. And then Bunny didn't say anything and I was like, "Do you like my hair or not?" And she was like, "Yeah," cuz I showed her pictures before I went to get it cut. But we didn't talk about it after. So
remember
she said
when
she liked it.
Mullets were really popular in the 90s with black women. Do you remember? It was a really popular hairstyle.
Mushroom cuts. I remember mushroom cuts in the very early 90s, and I wanted one badly.
Yeah.
Like a salt and pepper mushroom cut.
I loved those.
Yeah. I wanted that badly. My friend, cousin slash friend's older sisters both had them. And I was like, I want one bad.
I loved those.
Yeah.
But there was mullets, too. I ran into a thread on Facebook a while ago. I don't remember what group it was, but they were hell of
hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were talking about how in like the early 90s, like,
yeah.
Mullets were a hot hairdo. With everybody.
With everybody. Mullets yeah. And all races.
I was just going to say it was yeah. like cross-cultural.
It was. I knew a lot of Asian people that had mullets too.
And rat tails.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
And Mexicans.
Yeah. Or it would be. Hair here shaved around the sides and then like a thick band hello
at the
long.
Bottom. I love that.
Love it.
Yeah, I love that to this day.
Bring those back.
Yeah, for sure. I've been inching my way towards this for a while.
Yeah, we've even talked about it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've wanted one for a long time. So I'm like, why not now? You know, I'll do whatever. I don't give a fuck. I was telling
yeah, you
Casey,
don't really care.
Like, I'll shave my head. Like, I won't. I said that you didn't know what I was going to do. And I was like, it's kind of going to be a surprise because I didn't tell her what I was going to do. And she knows I'll just show up with a shaved head. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter.
I texted her and I was. And I said, oh, bitch, it's the fucking pixie.
But it could have been, yeah.
Well, in the one picture, it looks like the
yeah,
pixie.
Yeah, that's why I made a post, because a lot of people thought I did get a pixie, because you couldn't tell.
When we were like 13, 14, she
ninth
had
grade.
A Tinkerbell Julia Roberts pixie, but, or maybe shorter than that.
Yeah, it was very short. I was in a hair show for the Claremont Hotel in Oakland back then. Uh-huh. Leanna's cousin.
I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. Leanna's older cousin was a stylist at the salon at the Claremont Hotel, and she had us in her hair show.
I didn't know that.
We both had long ass hair. You know, Leanna has always had gorgeous
thick,
fucking
nice hair.
And mine was long and thick but straight, and she cut both our hair off. We both got a pixie back then.
Really?
And I kept it for a while, and Leanna immediately grew her
She's
back
like,
out.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think she was feeling it.
I feel
but
her.
We both did a big chop, and it was right before we started. Well, she was a little older than
it's
me.
It's very
so
liberating.
She was already in high school, but it was right before I started high school. So I went into ninth grade with a pixie cut and had hella girls coming up to me like, you think you're a boy? You think you're a boy? And like trying to fake bully me.
What?
I still remember to this day.
Why would that even makes sense.
One girl that was from my neighborhood tried to bully me on some shit about my hair. I still remember to this day. And now every time I see her and she tries to be like, hi, and give me a hug, I'd be thinking like, bitch, I ain't forgot.
You were a mean girl.
You were a mean girl and I ain't fucking forgot. Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand that you think you're a boy. Like, women aren't allowed to have
short
hair.
Yeah, I don't think people our age were cutting all their hair off back then, especially not where I was from. So I remember I was at Richmond High, and that just was not done. Girls weren't doing that.
Yeah, no.
So it was not received well, but I've never gave a fuck, clearly.
Yeah, you haven't.
So I do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, you know, fucking hair is like, I'd rather have my hair.
You're a Leo.
Hair done over everything. Clothes.
Yeah. Shoes, anything. You'd rather have hair.
Yep. I'd rather stand naked with hair. Yeah. I'd rather have hair over teeth.
Yeah.
It's
for sure. Hair, I think it's a Leo thing.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Definitely. I love your hair though.
Thank you. I'm trying to get as dykey as possible. Like
I'm feeling it. I love it. I can't pull that off because I'm white.
Yes,
like
you
white,
can.
White.
I would love it.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
No, because the problem is I like to wear shit with holes in it, slippers out the house, bathrobes.
Yeah.
I already have tweakers hollering
true.
At me.
You would be upset.
I would be like queen of sock yeah. puppets. You know, no way. No fucking
I
way.
It,
I don't need any other dog whistle.
Oh my God. Stop.
But it looks so good. You can pull thank it off you. And not look like queen of tweaks. You kind of look like
I have on earrings right now. Maybe just
edgy,
waking up.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't care either way though. So it's fine.
True.
Yeah. I really don't
true.
Give a fuck.
I love it.
Yeah. I just want everybody to do whatever. Like, don't give a fuck. Do whatever.
There was about four or five years ago. I'm reminded every year when Facebook Memories comes up where I put a post and I was like, I think I'm going to shave my head. And I was really serious. Like, I wanted to just do a redo.
I think I remember vaguely you either posting it or talking about it.
I just wanted like a reboot
mm-hmm.
because I had damaged my hair so bad. Like I live on dry shampoo. I just wanted a fucking reboot. Yeah. And it might be in the future. I'm not
do whatever
opposed
you
to
want.
Doing it.
People be pissed off. Like I've grown up making people mad my entire life with shit that I do, whether it's face tattoos or fucking back before septum piercings were a thing. I used to wear an earring right here. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my grandparents talking shit, my mom talking shit. It wasn't even pierced. I just would wear it. And it was about this size. Mm-hmm. And I just would wear it. Or a gold tooth, a single gold tooth mm-hmm. I wore in the front all the time. Like I'm the queen of doing what I want and making people mad. No, you're not going to please everybody.
No.
Do what you think you want to do. And if you want to shave your fucking head and wear big earrings and smoke cigarettes, I think it would be really cute.
One of the girls were telling me that cigarettes are making a comeback as far as being cool, bitch.
Are they? Because
I almost
I've
fell
always
out the fucking chair.
They were very like cool and attractive. That's
she said
it's
people
never
are,
lost that coolness to me, even
I
though I know
they were cool.
Yeah, me too.
Even
like,
though they're
we talked
so bad
about,
for you, we know that they're hella
yeah,
bad for you.
I fake smoked for years, you know, in middle school and shit, because I always thought they were cool.
Yeah, when we grew up in the era where it was considered cool if you smoked, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, since then, like, our kids, Jen and shit, it's vaping, right?
I hate vaping.
Well, apparently,
cigarettes
kids
are
trading in vapes for fucking packs of cigarettes.
I think that's more badass and less harmful.
Same.
So,
not that I want them to smoke anything.
Yeah, but I'd rather that than a vape, honestly.
Yeah.
I was going to say my son, like, you don't know him. My son vapes. And I'd be
oh,
finding
really?
Him. Yeah, I'd be finding him charging around the house and shit.
Yeah.
And I want to kick his head in.
You're like you
might
know
as
you're
well
smoking cigarettes,
smoke
right?
Smoke a Black and Mild, if that's the case.
Right.
Like, you're smoking 25 cigarettes every time you vape. Like, I don't.
And the thing is, you think with a vape, you're quitting cigarettes, but you end up smoking it more and hitting it more because you can do it indoors. I can sit
yeah.
in my bed and fucking hit my Elf bar if I want.
And for and like in your head, they're thinking, in their head, they're thinking it's less harmful.
Mm-mm.
So they're doing it more freely. Yeah, I don't support those.
Mark has a cousin that's wound up with pneumonia 3 times from a vape.
It's so harsh on your lungs.
From the
yeah.
The
so when I find them, I throw them away.
Do you?
And yeah, and he keeps
well,
using
evil.
My MacBook charger to charge them. So I go off every time my charger is missing because I know what he's using it for.
This is not what God made this
that's
for.
That's not what the fuck that's for. So I actually, it's in my notes. I've been going off on him quite a bit lately.
Really?
Do you know what he fucking did the other day? I don't even know if I told you. I told like 5 people.
What?
Because I could not believe it. I woke up the other day with a migraine. This is not the story I wanted to start off with, by the way, but here we are.
Here we are.
I woke up with a badass migraine. Mm-hmm. So I was supposed to go with him to get his car towed to a shop to see what is going on.
Okay.
that morning or something. So I woke up and I had him get me Excedrin, and I'm like, just give me a minute. Like, I'm trying to shake this headache. I start to feel somewhat okay. We get on the road. We go. It's like a shit show. We arrive at the car and I'm like using his dad's AAA card to try to have it moved or whatever. I finally get somebody on the phone. I'm going through the process. His shit was expired. So I'm like, okay, we're not off to a good start. It's pissing me off. So I switch to mine, and then I'm lining up the tow truck and the car fucking starts. It starts, and he got out the car like, hold on a second. Something just told him to go try to start it. The bitch started right up. No hesitation. I'm like, what are we doing? So I follow him with the nice starter that I bought in my car. And I'm like, let's still take it to the shop, find out what the fuck is going on. Mind you, that car been sitting for weeks. So it could have been driven all this time. I'm pissed. So
who diagnosed it as the starter?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I think the homie. I don't know. So we're driving, the tire's flat. I'm like, okay, go to the gas station. I kid you not. I count 1, 2, 3, 4 fucking gas stations we went to.
Let me guess. Air pumps broke.
Yes.
I don't know.
Are tweakers stealing the parts off of them?
I don't know.
The thing is fucked up and we can't use it. And I'm like, okay, let's try to put the spare on. So I'm like, you know what? I can't do this. You clearly can't do this. Right. Talking about him. So I call Will. Will comes down immediately. Thank God. He's able to get, I'm cranking the car up and shit. He gets the air pump to work with, if you press your thumb on part of it. So whatever. He gets air in there. We make it out. It's like too late to get the car checked. I'm irritated by that. Now I need air in my tire.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're out the way. It's a good morning. Yeah, we're out the way. Mind you, I'm still nauseous during all this. My migraine never fully went away. I could just like use my eyes better, but it's still there.
Yeah.
So I go to like 4 different gas stations trying to find an air pump. I was like, fuck this. I'm going to go to a tire shop and like figure it
out. You're getting it patched.
Every time I stop, I don't see a nail or nothing though. So I don't know what's happening. So 4 gas stations later, I find a fucking air pump across the street from the tire shop. I put air in there. I like have a headache, whatever. We get on the road. We go move his car somewhere because now it's too late. So we got to leave it out there. Okay. So we go to like my sister's house. We leave the car out there. It's just a lot of chaos, a lot of bullshit. We're headed home. I got to go to the grocery store. It's just a bunch of shit. We pull up and I'm like, can you go and, take them garbage cans back to the end of the driveway. Did this motherfucker not get out my car, not say a word, drag them down and slam them against the wall, which happens to be the bedroom of my fucking neighbor. I watch him slam them. They're like bouncing off the house. I'm like, I know you're not serious.
After we just did
I wanted to get out and fight him in the fucking driveway. I'm texting him.
The fuck's he mad about?
What the fuck could you be mad about, bro? So I'm like, I can't believe it. Like, I text. It's not going through. I'm like, fuck this. I put the car in park. I go in the house because I have to pee anyway. And I just start going off. And he's like, my phone is dead. I'm like, well, you're going to see what the fuck I just sent you. And I'm like, I don't know what in the fuck your problem is or what inconvenience you're going through today. How that just made you mad?
Bitch, you go down and apologize to the fucking
neighbor.
Oh
my fucking God. So that shit damn near sent me through the roof. So I'm like threatening to kick him out for it and hella shit. I'm like, we're not having no fucking attitude.
Because it's giving ungrateful as
ungrateful fuck. And disrespectful as fucking fuck. Like, I'll never do anything for you again. So yeah, that happens. His anger. Like, I just don't even know what be setting. Yeah, what is it? Oh my God, like it was nothing that serious. So
Capricorn man.
It was in my notes, like ungrateful fucking piece of shit asshole motherfucker or something with
bastard.
His name. Like, yeah, I was so fucking mad.
I don't know what it is. about the anger thing.
I don't. What is setting that off to that? Like, it's your big dealing shit. Are you serious? Because I don't ask you to do shit. You don't do no motherfucking chores.
If we want to get real, I shouldn't have even had to ask you to move them. You should have just been you should like, be you doing know what?
That should
you.
Be your job, bitch. That You're should be the man your, period. Of
the house.
When I ask Bunny to do it, because well, I, mean, I you also are, but have.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, but I have Bunny do it sometimes. There's no attitude. There's no pushback. What the fuck is your issue? So I was just like, oh my God, I'll kill him. I'll fucking kill him today. His body will be in the house. I called his dad. I called like five people talking shit. That's why I didn't know if I told you already, no. But I was hot. Like that was just the cherry on top of the day I was having with the headache and having to pee my pants the almost nerve. And the air in the tire, just all the issues added up. And then you don't want to be bothered with pulling it fucking 20 feet.
A garbage can.
Yeah. Yeah, so something got to change. I got to, like, start giving out chores and shit.
And here's
because you bitches got it too good.
You didn't have a bad life.
No. This entitlement, this, like, you feel like you're owed everything. Because I don't be getting thank yous either. And it's like, you're crazy. If I had a parent to do half the
your
shit
mom
that I
is
did.
Saving a quarter your of ass the shit that right I now.
Do. Oh, yeah. In so many ways.
Working overtime and shit to save your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. So if there's another fucking situation like that, he'll be homeless. I'll keep you guys posted, but I'm not gonna keep I'm not gonna keep having fucking being slapped in my face like that. Like there's no way. There's no
because
fucking
why?
Way. And just knowing how far I go out of my way and like any money I have, like you motherfuckers are my pimp at this point. Like I'm working just to take care of y'all.
Make sure his everything's taken care of.
All of them. So it's like thank yous go a long way. Gratitude goes a long way. I'm big on gratitude and they're not conveying that to me. And
no,
I'm just like
I get
enough.
It.
Yeah, it's hard.
Just thank you. Just an acknowledgement.
Yeah. And if
with
I
anything.
Do, in the rare chance I do ask you for something, fucking do it with a smile.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because it's yeah. I'm not asking you to go out of your way. It's no. literally
you were going 10 in that feet. Direction anyway. Like, oh, what the fuck shit. Is the issue? It was crazy. Craziness.
Mm-mm. Speaking of craziness, let me tell you what I witnessed fucking day before yesterday. Maybe what? It was yesterday. I can't even fucking remember anymore. I pull up to get Teeter from school.
Mm-hmm.
And I always pick her up in the supermarket parking lot, right? And I park in a certain area. Well, she calls me. Mind you, the whole school is out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whole school. She calls me and she's like, Mama, look behind you. You see where me and Lainey standing? She's like, move your car over here. And I look in my rear view and I see her. And then I see like five cop cars.
Getting a hot flash. Can I have the lid to this?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's taped.
So there's hella police behind you.
Over by where Stevie's standing. Uh-huh. Like 20 feet from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting them hella bad yesterday.
God, I'm like about to break out in a sweat.
So I drive over there and I look and I'm like, oh yeah, we're staying. Staying
for what? To be nosy?
Sitting on the curb is a 15-year-old Mexican girl
uh-huh.
from the school, right? She's drunk. That's why they ever stopped. Like I said, the whole fucking school is out in this parking lot
at
watching.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
They're yelling at her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend is standing maybe 3 feet from her. He has a cell phone. He's making phone calls, probably trying to call her mom, somebody. I overhear the cops say her mom's home, but she doesn't have a car to pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman.
Real quick, I'm sorry. If you guys hear this fucking rusty seesaw that's behind us, it's the
murder.
Wind. We don't know what it is.
We have no idea.
Sorry.
It's probably the fence going to fall over. Who knows?
Sorry.
So, there's a woman cop there. She's speaking Spanish to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can only pick up bits and pieces. But what I don't like.
But your nosy ass is trying.
No. The reason it really bothered me is because the boy's trying to make calls. The fucking cop goes, be on your phone. And he's like, why can't I be on my phone? And the cop's like, I said you can't be on your phone, bitch. Lunges at him and fucking tries to snatch it out his hand. And I look at Stevie and I'm like, I'm getting out. I'm going to stand outside the car just because I feel like they need some parental
adult witness.
I want the police to know that I fucking see you guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the girl's a little belligerent. She's not violent. She's not fucking crazy. She's sitting there, maybe a little mouthy, but not nothing like we would have been.
Yeah, okay? Screaming and calling them bitches.
Yeah, not at all. Mm-hmm. And so the cop then tells the boyfriend he has to go move. So they make him move like 30 feet away, okay, on the other side of like the part where you drive, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's always buff, short, Asian men cops mm-hmm. that have to exert this fucking psychotic asshole. Energy,
overdo it.
But he fucking, mind you, they're all standing around her. They have the baby, I call her a baby, she's a baby. They have the baby sitting on the curb. They're all standing over, leaned over her, okay? So it's very much
aggressive intimidation, body language. Yeah.
Humiliation, mm-hmm. because why don't you have her in the car talking to her?
Right.
Find out.
Being subtle about it.
Find out why she wanted to get drunk. Like, ask if she's okay, like, how mm-hmm. home life is. Like, bitch, talk to these fucking kids like yeah. they're fucking humans, you know? So the Asian cop fucking leans over, screams in her face, where the fuck did you get the alcohol? Is screaming it at her. Oh, you think she's gonna tell you,
that's
bitch?
A great way to handle this situation.
No,
like, that's why more community resources are needed, because what the fuck are you doing? Why are you bullying this kid?
Why? If you think God. She's ever going to tell you anything, you're out your
you
fucking mind.
You wouldn't get my name, bitch. You're screaming in my face. We're done. We're
After
done.
After he
Take
does
me
that,
to jail.
She just puts her hands behind her back and sits there.
Yep.
Like, absolutely not.
Yeah. And I wouldn't play their game either. Fuck you.
So he's yelling at her, wanting to know where she got the alcohol from. Like, it even fucking matters at this point.
At
what
this
are you going to do?
Yeah. Moving forward now. Yeah.
You know? Bitch, a sixth motherfucking cop pulls up and joins the circle. At this point, I'm like, are you fucking serious? I recorded it.
It's
I took
like
photos.
Bully shit. It's bully, bully shit. What are you doing?
Yelling at her loud enough that every motherfucking kid waiting for their parent can hear. There's
putting on a show. Does that make you feel good? You feel accomplished today?
It made me
oh my God.
Want to cry. I was so mad. I'm like, you have no idea what's going on in this kid's life. I'm not saying that's an excuse. And yes, she's fucking underage, drunk in public. I get all that, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm a mom of fucking teenage girls, right? Mm-hmm. There's a certain way you talk to them, right? Screaming, bitch, forming a circle and yelling over her. You motherfuckers are so out of line. Why you couldn't put her in the car
yeah.
and have a one-on-one? Drive her home and talk to her fucking mother,
I hate
bitch.
To say it, but would you treat little Kimberly like
so
that?
So listen.
Would you? Because I don't fucking think
I
you would.
I said to Stevie and her friend fucking Lainey, you know, Lainey's fucking looks blonde hair, light eyes,
yeah.
cute little white girl.
Yeah.
I said, if this was me or Lainey sitting there, I can
this,
guarantee
yeah.
you. And it's not because I'm looking for a race issue. I want it
it's
to
just
be
the
that.
Truth. Yeah.
I fucking felt those vibes
yeah.
hard fucking core. Like, oh my God, it's almost like some of the officers were mad that she was choosing to speak in Spanish. I don't know how to explain it, but it was really fucking shitty.
Yeah.
I took photos and a video, and I absolutely plan on going and filing a complaint because
good.
Why would you do that to that little girl?
Yeah.
The intimidation alone, like, bothered me so bad. This is one little girl by herself. It's six of you, bitch, with a badge and a gun.
Yeah.
Leaned over screaming
bullying.
At her.
Mm-hmm.
You act like she just cut someone's throat, bitch. She drank alcohol. None of y'all been there? I've been there hella times.
It's so angering.
I hate.
I'm so glad that you stepped out and fucking was a witness and that you can have it, you know, a complaint be filed on record.
I was like, I'm not leaving. We sat there for 35 minutes. I was like, I'm not fucking. There's
Did
no way I would
leave her.
Did they end
up taking her?
So a Mexican dude came and got her. I think from what I can understand, it was maybe her stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
He had got off work and came and got her. But it took about 35 minutes until someone got her. And that time I'm like, why you guys couldn't drive her home. She right. lives in the area. Why you couldn't drive her home right. and talk to her mom out of public view, not mm-hmm. making a show. You motherfuckers are supposed to be there. Just a prime example. They're supposed to be there to protect and serve.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be building community, forming not relationships. Intimidate
and bully. Like, no. that's the problem. There's too much of that.
If you think any of those fucking children watching that interaction will ever give up any information to y'all, you're no. out of your mind.
And they wonder why people fucking hate police.
That made me hate yeah. all fucking six.
For a little girl.
Who wasn't, like, trying to swing on them. Yeah. Wasn't fucking not listening. She followed all their directions. She fucking sat there like...
God, that makes me so mad. Oh,
just thinking about it makes me feel fucking rage
just
again.
Just please make sure you file the fucking complaint.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. Mm, I was so mad.
God.
Don't police like that.
Don't. That's you know, not what we need.
One thing about cop friends mm-hmm. is that if you ask any... every. Fucking where that motherfucker goes, he's like Mr. Mayor. Everybody wants to say hi to him. Good. But if you ask anybody about him, like if they've had an interaction, been pulled over, been caught doing illegal shit, they all fucking say Officer so-and-so was fucking a good dude. Officer yeah. so-and-so was hella fucking cool.
I hope so. We need more of that.
I hate the whole I have a badge, I'm better than you shit. Yeah. No, you're a fucking punk.
Yeah.
You're a fucking scary fucking asshole.
Oh, God.
We know a few that in high school were fucking...
dorks.
Yep. And then became cops.
For the purpose yep. of fucking taking out anger to and have some power. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is definitely not why you should be a police officer.
Mm-mm.
So, if you see some shit, fucking sit there.
Yeah.
Be a fucking witness. Make sure no harm is done.
I feel like a migraine is sneaking up on me, and I just took some Excedrin, so hopefully that usually be knocking it out. Stevie has one. Should have snorted it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Stinkers had one yesterday.
So did I.
And your mom proceeds to say that there's a fucking migraine virus going around.
A virus where a headache is part of it, not a migraine.
I'm like, what's happening? Why is everybody getting them? It's pissing me off.
I get them all the time.
I don't. And so now that they've been coming back lately, I really think I need to get my vision checked.
They're really debilitating.
They are. They sneak up on me and they be all in my eyes and shit. And I'm like, I can't function. Like, I'd be ready to throw up. It's so fucking frustrating. But I think I need to get my eyes checked and see because lately I've been having to take a lot of screenshots and zoom in because my fucking Same. Vision is completely blurred. I don't know if it's meds. I'll see what they tell me this time.
I'll be having to read but like this.
Yes, I've been zooming in on so much shit. I cannot read numbers lately.
You know, a fucking year. This is probably like, oh God, I think it was at least 10 years ago, maybe 12. But me, Mom, Lisette, Joy.
These are stolen cookies, by the way. They taste better.
Yeah, they're absolutely are they delicious. Stolen? For sure.
Oh, good.
They're borrowed.
Good.
But we went to Reno for a girls' trip. Mm-hmm. And while we were there, we saw a production, a show, and it was called Menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was funny. It was entertaining, but I really couldn't relate, right?
Was it a musical?
A little bit.
Mm.
It was funny, though. It was entertaining, whatever. And I really couldn't relate. And now thinking back,
I relate
so hard.
Really? It was just premature for you.
Yes.
Now you need to go back and find it.
They were making hot flash jokes. They were making jokes about having to read like this. And I'm like, oh my God, I get all of it
now. Yeah, fuck.
I get it. Fuck me. Sideways.
Ugh.
Yeah, I get it. That fence probably is going to fall over.
It needs to get it over with. Get on with it.
Yeah.
Peas is fucking crazy. She's been calling me by my full government name lately. I don't know if she heard me on the phone or what for like the past 2 or 3 days. And I start laughing and I'm like, where did you hear that? I ain't never taught you that. Who told you that? Daddy. Dad did. Daddy. So I text him today. Like, did you fucking teach her my government name? Because she keeps calling me that. And now we're working on yours. And he's like, I did not. I did not fucking tell her that. So I'm like, okay, she's a liar. So I go back in.
Shut up. Don't say we're working on yours.
Yeah. So I go back in the room and I've been practicing first and last name. So I go, who taught you that? Who taught you my name? And she's like, Daddy. And I said, he said no, he didn't. And she goes, yes, he did. And she does like a flip. And I'm like, I don't know if she heard me on the phone.
She's like, liar, somersault.
Yes, just does cartwheel. I don't know, but that's her new thing. I have this frame that I got out, and it kind of goes with the theme of my bathroom. It's kind of like Mexican Talavera fucking art looking, right? And so it's painted. It has like these little floral things around it, and it has a stock image of a little girl in it. She's been calling this little girl her sister. My sister, that's my best girl, my sister Chelsea.
You just lie.
You don't fucking know her. I'm taking that out. She's like, don't you take out this picture of my sister. And I'm like, Bunny is your sister. No, I'm talking about this sister, Chelsea. Keeps going on about Chelsea.
That kid's imagination is fucking so never ending.
Yes, she won't let me take that out. She was talking to me about something last night that's going to drag her under the bed. What is it called? Poppy. What the fuck is it? Let me see. God. It's like a mean poppy. It's called Poppy Playtime. Do you know who that is?
No.
I'm going to show you. It looks like it's scary. It looks like this, and it has like sharp fang teeth. She's been telling me, so I think I can use that to my benefit, like threaten her with him.
Poppy Playtime's coming. It's gonna if you come don't
fuck
eat.
You up if you don't eat these chicken nuggets.
Yep.
So that might be used as a weapon later. But what else was it that I wanted to tell you guys? The government name.
The fucking shit on her iPad. This fucking
bitch. Bunny's like, oh, uh-uh. And she calls me in there. Mind you, this morning she woke up and Stinkers was like, ew, like teasing her because she was on the potty. And she was like, don't call me fat. Don't call me fat. And he's like, what?
Trying to get him in trouble.
And he's like, I did not call you fat. Didn't nobody call you fat? And so she kept saying it. And we're like, what the fuck? She said little things about fat before. And we're like, we don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We were wondering where she was getting it from.
Yeah. And every now and then she'll like throw that out. But lately she's been like, don't call me fat and all this. Bunny is like comes across her fucking iPad and sees this game, calls me in the room, and it's called like Get Fat or something like that. It's like a game about getting fat on her fucking, what is it called? Be Fat. And there's a hamburger emoji and like something else in a big gut. And it's a game that's on her fucking thing. So
and
we're
I'm like there
we're interrogating her. We're like, what is this? So Bunny's looking more. There's a stripper pole dancing fucking game on there. Now, when I was about to comb her hair out the other night, there was something that was like, oh, it was like a man cartoon. And he was like, that's sexy. That looks sexy. And I'm like, ah, turn it off. What is that? Turn it off. So I'm thinking the pole dancing class game, like we have to monitor her shit. Yeah, that's fun to find. She was screaming bloody murder because we were crying laughing so I could
She's
show
like,
you.
She's like, I'm doing tricks.
Yeah, she was embarrassed because we were like, what the fuck? And I was taking pictures of it
She's
with my phone.
She's on level 16.
She's about to beat the game. But yeah, you know, she'd be busting out twerking and shit. And I assume that's why. She don't get it from
because
me.
Because none of us do
none
that.
Of us
none
fucking
none
do
of the
that.
Girls,
no,
none of us
no.
twerk.
And I'd be telling her dad, like, she don't get that shit from me. She'll, like, bend over and start twerking.
Let
so
me clarify.
I think,
if I had more coordination and knew how to do it, I absolutely would be twerking. I just don't know how. So if someone
I
would like
think,
to give me a one-on-one,
no,
I'm open.
No,
thank
neither
you.
One of you need to know how to do that. She's, but yeah, what the fuck? That's been going on. I gotta
oh
monitor
God.
Her shit for real. She probably has like friends in chat rooms and shit that I don't fucking know about.
They're like great tricks, Andy.
Yes,
Hannah.
Do it again. No, I need to pay attention more for sure and monitor my kids' devices.
Dude, I'm like, oh God, we're gonna have to do checks. Like when
yes.
she gets here, I'm like, girls, look at her thing. Fucking
yes.
all of us are gonna have to pay attention because a fat
She's
game
a
and a stripper game.
And a stripper pole game. She's a character.
We are really good parents.
We are, though. Just, she's creative. Earlier, I was
I
like,
told
you look
you.
Great. You look fucking great. And she was like, I learned from the best. And like, who are you? Are you 35 years old?
I
who
told
are you?
You.
I don't get
I
it.
I texted her earlier and I was like, this one is built so different.
I don't know where she gets
different
this
from
she
all
don't
the
talk
others.
Like us. She don't, her jokes and her humor are that of like a little spicy old lady. Like,
yes.
She don't really get none of this shit. I don't be saying I learned from the best. Like, I don't know what shows or what
She is just so funny. She's so fucking funny, dude.
She's weird.
Even when she's doing bad stuff, it's so fucking funny. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, it's hard not to laugh.
It's hard not to laugh.
We've been working on hella DIYs. I let her help me.
I saw it's so cute.
Yeah, we've been getting some art projects done that we'll share with you guys. It was fun. Does but she like don't doing listen. It? Yeah, she just doesn't listen when I tell her, like, don't do this part. She'll fucking go for it anyway. And I'm like, now it's over. Now you can't help anymore because you're not fucking listening.
Crystal.
She got like paint all on her clothes yesterday and shit because she wanted to be fucking around. But just living life her way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the art projects are really cool. I told you, you should fucking sell them.
Yeah, if people don't want to make them themselves, I would. I'll share them and see.
You guys can let me know.
Yeah, they look good.
They remind me of the fucking food stools that were viral.
Yeah. I like giant or very miniature.
I love
incorrect size objects.
I like, there's a Facebook group for like miniature things, and it always like jumps up on my feed, even though I'm not a part of it. And people be making mini fried eggs, like fucking all type of cool ass shit.
Yeah, I love that.
There's a lot of talent because that was hella extra.
It was.
so fucking extra. If you heard that, that was Mark sneezing hella dramatically. Mm-hmm. But the intricate design on some of these miniature things is fucking insane.
Very impressive.
I can't even read my phone.
Right. Read a phone number.
And there's
gotta zoom in.
And they make miniature books with fucking real fucking writing on it.
Speaking of Facebook groups, I joined some Sister Wives group. I've been like in my Facebook bag lately.
I told you Facebook groups are the best.
Yeah. I'm on there. I joined a lot of like low calorie, high protein groups. Let me tell you what the girls are doing. They're putting the drink packets, you know, like water talk. Remember how I talked about that before, about how they would mix different recipes for those flavor packs. Now they're putting those flavor packs in protein shakes. I haven't tried it, but some of them looked pretty good. They're putting them in Greek yogurt.
So Greek yogurt, I've done.
With the flavor pack?
Yes.
What kind did you use? Orange? Or root beer?
Nope. I use mango pineapple.
Was it good?
Yeah.
So they are ranting and raving about that. They're putting them in yogurt. They're putting a scoop of pudding mix in a fucking protein shake over ice. First blending it, I think. Like pistachio pudding sounds hella good with a vanilla protein shake. I want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking sugar-free pudding mix, you know, the box, and doing like a tablespoon or two of it. In a blender, like with ice.
I've been seeing hella recipes doing like spoonfuls of pudding.
Yeah, and it's like, it looks really fucking good. I want to try
the cottage cheese one you sent me. I'm eating that tomorrow.
So it's cottage cheese with mustard drizzled across the top, black pepper, excuse me, and chopped like dill pickle.
I was thinking of getting a jar of like dill relish.
Yes. Yes.
And doing it because that shit looks so good.
I would throw in a little hard boiled egg on the side.
Yes.
That sounds really fucking good.
And it's pretty high protein.
Yeah, just all this little shit I ain't never thought of. And I'm like, y'all are smart bitches up in these low-cal groups.
I love it.
Yeah.
All the Facebook groups are like-minded people
I love
in
it.
That area.
And now they're more being suggested to me. And yes. I'm like, bring them on. This is what I'm here for.
The Facebook
this
groups are the best. Want.
Dead bodies, sister wives, and high protein, low calorie shit hacks.
I'm in fucking mid mod groups. Fucking
cat.
I'm in like 16 different cat groups.
Of course.
Dead body groups.
Yeah.
Sleuth society.
I'm in like
death
clown,
after dark.
Clown core groups. I'm in a lot of clown groups. A few garage sale groups.
Yes.
Lots of
giveaway
stuff.
Groups.
I'm having a good time on there lately.
There's like giveaway trading groups.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look for those. That sounds fun.
You know what else is fun?
What? I'll tell you what's not fun.
Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you what's fun.
What?
Young Scandinavians are sticking nicotine pouches in their foreskin and up their butts.
Okay. Hold on. Bitches put those in their gum, right?
So nicotine...
Up in their cheek, right? Isn't that how they're normally used?
Yeah, it's like snus. It's dip, you know, like...
But it's a packet.
Instead of being loose tobacco, right? That you just fucking put a fucking wad in. I have a gross story about that. It's in a like
a pouch,
a cotton pouch,
like a tea bag.
Yep.
Almost.
Yep.
I saw on Instagram a video of blonde Scandinavian bitches tucking them up in their upper gum. And I was like, what are they doing? What is that?
That's normally what you do.
And apparently that's what it is. So those are popular among the Scandinaves.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So normally that's what you do. It's tobacco.
Yeah,
instead of smoking. Floored.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
You let the juice gather and you spit.
That's pretty fucking gross.
I'm like, what is fun about
that? That's not hot. Cigarettes are hot. Smoke the cigarettes.
I don't know what's fun about that. I don't want extra fucking saliva.
You want tobacco mouth? You want to taste and smell like tobacco spit mouth? No thanks.
So fucking my cousin's husband used to chew tobacco and he had a fucking
cup.
Spit cup that he set by his motherfucking chair. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did someone drink it?
Yeah, his 4-year-old fucking son, bitch, and started violently retching.
Imagine projectile vomiting.
They had to call poison control just to check. Oh, they were like, he's fine. But can you imagine accidentally picking up someone's tobacco spit cup?
And sipping it?
And taking a gulp thinking it's soda or something.
Yeah, murder. Imagine that. Because that's what would come next.
I remember when we were little eating, Richard was allergic to milk. And so, of course, he was special. And
like, what wasn't wrong with Richard?
Right. Right. So at dinner, me and Will got Dixie cups of milk. Why? That's so fucking rude. Nothing says I hate my kids like Dixie cups of milk, bitch.
So gross.
That's punishment.
I would never do my kids
Will
like
loves
that.
Milk. Ew. I used to get mine to Will. Mm-mm. And then Richard had a cup of formula. Okay. He's like 3. A cup of formula. Our cups got mixed up, and I took a big gulp of his fucking formula, bitch.
Thirsty.
Threw up at the table.
Ew, you drank his Infamil.
So getting a big gulp of something you're not expecting and
is rude.
Rude. So, yes, I was reading, and apparently it gets them high, gives them a buzz.
So tell me right now they're putting it in foreskin. Don't put
wiener
treats
holes
in foreskin. Don't. That's not a pouch for fun. Don't fucking do it. I read
and butts
a screenshot that someone sent. It was like a joke, or I don't know if I hope it was a joke. It was a joke to me. They were like, do you want to see how many Skittles I can hide in my foreskin?
Yes, I do.
Bitch.
Go live right now.
No, y'all fucking don't. Do you want me?
I do.
Do you want to see how fast I can kill you?
I want to see if it looks like a big beanbag cushion.
And I want to kill you for even putting the image in my head.
Oh, I think it's fucking...
No,
I want to see if you can fit...
No.
Pockets in your foreskin.
Quarters? What else are you trying to
butts,
put?
Cigarette butts, fucking chapstick. Show me...
What are you putting you in, put there? In now there? Now I think you're
marbles.
Doing hella shit for fun and I don't want to ever come over. Nothing is safe to touch is what you're telling me. That's so gross. That's so fucking
Why
gross.
Doesn't somebody have an OnlyFans of them just putting random shit
they
in their foreskin?
They probably do. They probably do. I think that's a thing.
That's fucking funny.
That's
I think
out
it's
of pocket.
Interesting.
Oh, fuck. No. It makes me so, you know, it makes me mad.
Can you build shapes? Like, can you build a tent shape?
Can
a
you
square?
Put it in a ponytail with a rubber band and a knocker
you
ball?
You give your foreskin pigtails?
Stop. Stop. Oh my God. It looks like, oh, stop.
Mm-mm. But I can't imagine.
So they're putting those packets in there.
And up their ass. And I can't imagine, like, what kind of nicotine high are you getting? Like,
what are
a
you
head,
trying
like,
to
you
do?
Know, you
yeah.
Hit a cigarette, you get a little baby head rush.
What kind
it's
of
nothing
rush
to write
are you
home
trying
about.
To get? Mm-mm.
Like, how big of a high can it be for you to stick shit in your genitalia orifice?
To absorb it. Mm-mm. I don't support that. That's gross. That's gross shit.
It's like
get
the
it
whole
together.
Putting a fucking vodka-soaked tampon up your ass and shit.
I mean, that seems better than fucking...
I mean, I can understand at least you're going to get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What's the tobacco... Like, you're going to feel settled as if you smoked hella sick. Like, what are you going to do?
You relieve...
Yeah,
their
it's
anxiety
not like
relief.
It's not like cocaine or something. Like, you're... It's like, what?
Stress relief.
Yeah,
duh.
You're going to feel relaxed all of a
After
sudden.
After a big
and
meal.
Stink. No, no, I don't want that. Think of something else. Do it over.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
I don't know if you read about this, but these two murderers, these two young murderers. Do I have it in here? Hold on. Yeah, I do. They're in Miami. I think they're in Dade County.
Okay.
The girl is like 20 something. The guy is younger. I think he's like 23. I think she's like 27, something like that. They never met before, but they've been talking to each other through the vents in the jail.
Okay.
Fall in love or whatever.
A modern day love story.
Yeah. But it gets weird. They're both in on like second degree murder charges or whatever. There's like a video of the girl shooting her ex-boyfriend in the leg, talking about you'll be all right, and walks off. I respect it. We don't know what he did. We don't know what he did, right? So she's facing second degree murder charges or whatever.
He died from it?
Yeah, he did. And then the dude, he's also in for some kind of murder also. And so they have no chance of getting out. And I guess the topic comes up like, I'm never going to get to have kids. And she's like, hold that thought. Yes, you can. They start passing nut through the vents in Saran wrap.
Knew it.
He's passing nut 5 times a day.
Do you know if he has AIDS?
They never even seen each other face to face. They don't even know what the fuck each other looks like.
He looks like a monster.
This is what's pissing me off now. Like, whatever. You want to be helpful.
This is the real Love is Blind, bitch.
Love is fucked up. She gets pregnant. She gets pregnant. She's like, I'll give you a baby. We're not getting out, but you can experience parenthood. I'll give you a baby.
Via the computer. You can watch it.
She has a daughter. The news is interviewing her, and she's like, she could be anything. Like, she could be anything she wants. She ain't gonna have fucking parents, bitch. She can be an orphan. We'll start there. So, like, her mom is gonna raise this baby now. And the baby's gonna grow up going on multiple prison visits.
I would be so mad, bitch, if Naya went to prison and it's like, I got you a baby.
Yep. In prison, I got pregnant. For you. For you. Because I want him to experience being a parent. But you gotta raise it. Yeah.
Do you know how mad?
So now you gotta take this fucking baby to two different prisons because now they're in trouble. They're not at the same facility anymore. They're like, you've been just had enough.
No more fucking vent babies.
No, no more. So they're at different facilities. So now the mom is gonna have to like take the baby on multiple visits and shit for its life. That's so fucking stupid, dude. Like, I'm hella irritated that they fucking did that. Get more creative. Like,
wow.
Pass me your snacks or something. Noodles. Like, pass me
your social security card.
Portraits that you have made of me or something. Fucking Jolly Rancher roses and shit. Not to get pregnant.
She did a good job, though. Getting pregnant off
getting it.
It
in there.
Yeah.
He was sending 5 samples a day for, like, months. You're violently beating off in that cell. Your fucking roommate is so pissed.
Her pussy's filled with Saran wrap balls, bitch. Letting them marinate in there.
Both of your cellmates are so fucking irritated.
She sees him. He's the ugliest
man ever.
Y'all
never shut up. Y'all are constantly talking through the toilet or whatever. And then now you're doing this shit. Move me. Move me right now or I'm going to tell. Move me. I need to move.
Don't say move me or I'm going to tell.
God damn. That's gross.
Oh, that's
do better,
so
Miami.
Fucking funny.
Do fucking better.
Poor baby.
Speaking of do better, did you see Kim K got a Tesla robot? She got one of the first models of the Tesla robot. It's like moving all slow and it's like, hey, whatever. They're going to be released early next year.
What are they for?
Chores. Slavery. I don't fucking know. They're gonna be for personal use to be around the house and shit.
Oh, because
they're
gonna
be
one.
Like 20,000, 20 to 30,000 is the cost. So, you know, people are gonna fucking get them and have them in their music videos and shit. Just wait, it's coming. But she has one, and I was like, okay, I saw her introduce it or whatever. Moving on, a couple days go by. Now she's doing like a sexy photo shoot with it in its lap, in thigh high and garter belts in like sex clothes and a puff coat.
Why is this family allowed to reach the mass public? I'm so fucking sick of them.
I'm so sick of them. You're in your 40s, bitch. What are you fucking doing?
We got fucking whole bloodlines being wiped out, bitch. We got a dingbat for president now. We got a dingbat fucking coming in. Bitch, we got
We're in
the
hell.
The wife of fucking Vince McMahon about to run the Department of Education.
We're in
and
hell.
And you're posting sex fucking photos with a fucking unnecessary ass robot that was made by some stupid Nazi. Piece of shit Nazi billionaire's fucking company.
Yep. Sitting in its lap with garter belts and thigh highs and a puff coat, bitch. Making sex faces. Fucking, what are you doing?
It makes me feel fucking rage, bitch. Like, you, unfortunately, her stupid ass voice reaches a lot of people.
That's what's
Why
angering.
Don't you use it for good? You dumb fucking twat, dude.
What happened to you wanting to be a defense lawyer and shit? What happened to you wanting to, like, get wrongfully convicted people out of prison? You're fucking doing sex shoots with a robot right now. Like, stop. Do you want people
and
to take you seriously or not?
Why would you
not?
Support this stupid fucking billionaire? There's no ethical billionaires, but it's like, bitch, fucking pot meat kettle. You know what I mean? It's
and
like
I'm
birds
all
of a
for
feather.
The weird shit. I'm all for do whatever you want to do in the name of art, whatever. Do
you
what
know
you want to do.
Feel about AI,
but
though.
I don't like supporting him. I don't like the message, the weirdness that it's sending to fucking kids. Why are you sexual with it? Like, I don't know. I am all for do whatever you want
to
do.
And why do we need AI robots to fucking come do chores around the house?
To like, normalize
we
them.
We have a terrible so unemployment
they
rate,
they could start
bitch.
Being introduced into the workforce.
So they
I
don't have to
happen.
Fucking pay
benefits.
Real people.
Yeah, wages. And they never have to clock out. Yeah, that's what I think is coming. So.
And this is when they turn on the human race.
You know, do you
and
remember
I hope
those
that
robot guard dogs that are in that Black Mirror episode?
That are
those
real?
Those are already at Mar-a-Lago. Is that what it's called?
They're real. They're the fucking IDF uses them.
They're guarding. Is it called Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
They're guarding. I saw photos the other day of them. They're on site guarding there.
I'm
That's
ready
in Florida.
For all AI to turn on humans. I'm fucking so
Just
ready.
Just finish us off.
Bitch, I hope the aliens are real. I hope they fucking hack into these fucking AIs, bitch. I hope they fucking slice the throats of the fucking owners.
Yeah.
Because you're
what
playing
are we doing?
With fire.
What are we fucking doing?
And why is this what we're... Why is this what we're doing? Like, why... Think about it. We were born on a planet, and not to get all fucking deep, but we really were born on a planet that has everything we need for survival.
All resources.
Food.
For free.
Water.
Yeah. We're supposed to be laying in the sun and shit, like eating fruit and being friends and making music.
Stupid.
Like,
humans invented this stupid capitalistic prison we
instead,
have to live in.
We're poor and fucking dealing with credit scores.
Why? Like why? Why didn't somebody go, you know what? We can all live together in harmony. We can barter. You're a carpenter.
Yeah.
I sew. We can trade.
We can make cool
Cheryl
clothes.
Fucking
and
roast
like
strawberries.
Art. Yeah.
Fucking Tamika. You know what I mean? Like,
and be friends. Yeah.
Dude, like.
Instead, we're dealing with this. And the
double
planet.
Double L, bitch. Yes. Humans, double L. Bro.
The planet is on its way out. Like, the planet is holding
for
on
sure.
for dear life.
It
and
is.
And this is the type of shit we're concerned about. Not global warming. Not like, you know, the potential is there to, like, fix a lot of these things. But in the name of greed, they're like, no, we need fucking robots for 30 bands. We need that.
Oh, give it to this stupid fucking family.
Let her promote it. Let her promote it to the kids. Yeah, it's frustrating. What else?
It's hella disappointing.
This is a gross fact I found out today. So P's dad was at a basketball game, and I don't know, I'm not into basketball, I don't know who was playing, but he was like courtside, and so I'm watching, and I'm like, damn, like, you were hella fucking close. Were you drinking their Gatorades? And he's like, no, I didn't want hepatitis. And we're like laughing, and I'm like, aren't they in bottles? Because I see their big coolers right there. And he's like, yeah, but there's only like 12 bottles for like 20 players. They
no.
all share them.
No. They must, do they not put their mouths on them?
Yes, they do. And I was like, is this like a weird humiliation ritual? Like, what is the reason? Because, like, why? And he's like, yeah, it's like a normal thing. And
why?
I'm like,
you're not allowed
you.
To have your own?
Apparently not. So I'm like, thank you for that random gross fact for the podcast, because I'm definitely going to talk about it now.
Why would you not be able to?
There's only like 12 bottles they all fucking share. They just reach in and grab them. Isn't that gross?
And it ain't
they
like
can't
y'all
be bothered
are poor.
With, right. The money is there. They have a budget for it. I'm sure Gatorade gives them whatever they want. But they can't be bothered with like putting their names on the bottles and shit, I guess. They all take swigs off each other. That's gross. That's germs.
Backwashers.
Yeah. Yep. I was like, that's a gross fact I didn't know.
Because listen, I would die of thirst if I had to share a water bottle with Carolyn. I see how she drinks things. I see the shit that flies back in.
And imagine.
She puts her whole mouth on it and sucks. And then when she releases, the pressure sends it back up and there's always motherfucking floaties. I would die before I fucking take a sip of anything she fucking drinks.
And then this is like men, not to be like that, but like I know guys are gross. You know, imagine like not saying all of them are, but some of them are gonna be gross on the team.
Someone's eating fucking.
How thirsty are you? Why are they doing that? What's the reasoning for it though? I don't know. Maybe because they don't all have assigned seats or anything. Like they all gotta, you know, they just keep them in a small cooler and they don't write their names.
Trevor.
Yes.
On my shit.
Yeah. Yes. Why? Well, you can't be bothered. You can't hire someone to write the names on the bottles. There's no time for digging, I guess. I don't know. Just grab and drink and get back out there.
Nope. I don't want to play that game.
Yeah.
That's hella disgusting.
It is gross.
What's
wrong? Don't get up.
I was going to say I need to pee before we do write-ins.
Hurry up.
Are we at that point?
Are we?
I don't know.
Well, I was going to say Lyle Menendez is a cheater.
What do you mean? Oh, he cheated on his girlfriend?
His wife. His wife of 20 years. He's been with this lady.
The nerve.
He's been with this brunette lady that's like probably his age.
Because bitches are throwing themselves at them now that.
Yeah. Who's from Sacramento. His wife is from Sacramento. She moved down to San Diego to be closer to this motherfucker.
To visit him.
Yeah. And
probably been giving him conjugals.
He got a phone, like most prisoners do, and he started surfing and found somebody on social media, went ahead and shot his shot or whatever. She's 21 years old, a blonde. It's important that we mention that because blondes are fucking whores. And he fucking starts dating this
No
bitch.
Comment.
He starts dating this 21-year-old. You know, he's up there.
Yeah.
And she's coming. She lives in the U.K., and she's flying over here to go on multiple fucking visits with them hugged up. She had him take pictures with her dog in one of the photos.
Let me tell you, if I was that wife, bitch.
Imagine seeing your husband, who you've relocated your life. You're working on all this justice reform.
You've been down
reform.
With this stupid
you're
motherfucker for 30
freed.
Years.
You've committed your life to trying to get him freed. And he's cheating with a fucking child from the UK and posing with her goddamn dog in photos. That's the ultimate slap in the face.
And that's hella fucking, she's a baby.
Yeah, it's gross. So I'm like, leave him in there. Never mind. And never mind. Fuck the documentaries
doing
and all
the
new
fame.
Info. Yeah, leave him in there now. He don't need to come home.
He's such a dumb man. He's
so he
like,
got
she
the phone
really
took,
likes me.
Then he got another one. Continue.
I'm calling the prison and saying he has a phone.
I think his wife probably did because he got caught with the phone twice.
I would call again.
I'd be reporting again. Don't call me because I'm calling him again. And I'm telling him you got another one.
You fucking bitch.
Yep. Cheating. The nerve. With a 21. That's gross.
Hella gross.
My kids. I have two kids that aren't. That
You're
are older
molesty.
Than 20. Yeah. That's molesty. Yep. So shame on you. And the wife needs to leave him and go back to SAC.
Oh, God. That's so gross.
Mm-hmm. Let him deal with that child.
You want to know something funny? And I love this.
What?
So it was at Walmart, the example. But you know how at Christmas time, there's hell of like Christmas bird decorations, like cardinals.
Yeah.
The black. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, cardinals are black and red birds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hell of.
I have one that has legs that dangle and it has a hat on.
So there's hell
put
of.
Put it on like a ledge.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So there's hell of Christmas decorations that have two cardinals. Like,
yeah.
Mom and dad cardinals and. They're
husband
all over.
Wife.
Well, mm-hmm. Walmart has a whole cardinal Christmas section. And come to find out, on every Christmas decoration, because you know male and female birds look different from each other.
Oh, they're markings?
They're both males on all of them.
I love that for Walmart.
It's so gay and it makes me so happy.
I love that
so
because
happy.
Walmart is very conservative.
Yes.
I love that. So they have a whole section.
Gay bird Christmas.
Gay marriage couple Christmas.
Yes.
I fucking love that.
That fucking tickled me.
That's what Walmart deserves. Isn't it? Hope that somebody knew and caught it and didn't, like, on the board of directors or whatever, approve the design and didn't say shit and just let it fly.
Same.
I hope. Yeah. Same.
I think it's the most greatest shit ever.
Oh, I love it.
Now I want to get gay bird fucking decorations
and,
so bad.
And make them kiss. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't it wonderful?
I love that it's so like much.
Fucking.
No one deserves it more. Maybe Chick-fil-A. They deserve it too.
And Hobby Lobby.
Yes. Yes.
But fucking, it's like two boy cardinals like decorate the tree with together.
Like hugging and like at the fireplace. Yes. I fucking love it.
Yes.
There's sheets and fucking blankets and all kind of yes, shit. And yes.
It's all fucking
it's all gay Christmas love.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
It makes me so happy.
Oh, that's great news. Good. I hope fabulous. They're pissed. I hope they're so fucking pissed.
So if
you're promoting gay marriage and you didn't even mean to.
Nope.
Oh my God.
So if
God.
You see fucking Christmas cardinal decorations and they both look identical, they're gay.
They're gay boy as birds. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
That are in hot Christmas love.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah, that's great.
Couldn't happen to a better fucking company.
Yes.
Fuckers.
All right. You want to go pee before we do that? Really fast. I might have to pee too.
Then I'm going to gorge on the rest of them.
Go ahead. P's no, 8-2. Nuh-uh. P's 8-2. And I was like, do you want another one? She was like, I already had some. Okay.
Don't bother me. Yeah, at least you ate two. Yeah, I was really happy she did.
I got a pee too. That's why I didn't give her shit for getting up to use the bathroom right now. The girls are going to a concert tonight. I'm excited for them, Bunny and Stevie. So we'll see how that goes. And yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna eat for dinner, but I bet you guys can guess. I've been cooking a lot this week, so I need to actually, I'm gonna go buy something tonight. I might want Panda Express. I'm a fan of their Beyond chicken. Is it Beyond? The fake chicken that they have and the eggplant tofu. Those are my fave. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to hang out until they come back from the concert or if I'm going to go home and just be like, call me when you get back. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go pee now. We're going to switch. Oh,
God damn, that's loud. Push that door, please.
So we can hot box. Shirts. Oh, look it.
I lost the top.
Oh, no. Got it. Ta-da. It's time to eat. Sorry. Oh, my God. That fucking whatever is out there moving is so loud. The wind is so fucking bad here right now. Earlier, I was driving. And, my fucking car, I wasn't even on a bridge or nothing, just, you know, like, regular part of the freeway. And my fucking car was, I felt like I kept having to, like, fight the wheel. It was damn near about to blow out the fucking lane. It's scary when the weather's like that.
I just heard P saying, but we're going to the concert.
Oh.
I heard thinking she's going. She's
going to
be pissed.
Great. Glad I'm in here. Glad I'm in here. You guys are so lucky I can't hold a motherfucking tune because I would never talk.
God listen, damn it.
Go to Safeway. Get you. Borrow you some pumpkin spice Madeleines.
They're
and dip
really
them
good.
In your coffee.
They have so much spice, pumpkin spice flavor. Mm-hmm.
The ginger.
Yeah, it's very strong. They're look very at that. Loud. What the fuck is that?
You see that blister?
Is that a blister?
Yeah.
From what? You burnt yourself?
Oh, yeah. I was driving and dropped the fucking cherry.
That's like a water blister. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I know I want to squeeze it so bad, but I'm not because it's going to hurt.
Yeah. If I'm you trying to fucking let it... wore shoes for once in your life in the rain.
I did have on shoes with no show socks. I did. and it fell behind the tongue of my shoe. That's why it burned.
And pinned it against your skin. Because
I couldn't get it. I was driving on the freeway.
Is gross.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
Leave it. You're going to have a scar.
It's going to be a battle wound. Mm-hmm. Something I can talk about at the bar.
Yep. Tell people how you got that war
wound. I was shot in my foot.
Yes.
Back in Nam. We have a really long ride in.
Really? Good.
Yeah, it's like, shit, 6 screenshots.
What?
Yeah, you want to read it?
I'll try.
Okay. Okay, here we go. We have to do breathing exercises first.
I have one to read.
You want
to
do that first?
You want to do patrons first.
Okay.
You have those already?
I do. So, 2 patrons that should have been read that notified us on Patreon. Their names never got read. I want to read them first.
Yes.
Janae Chase and Evelyn Razzo. So sorry, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Again, if we've overlooked and not read your name, please let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Alluring Pisces, Joss, Rihanna Ruff. And if I've read a few of these before, you're lucky. You God's favorite. Mm-hmm. Mary Espinoza, Jessica McCord, F. Brelin, Celine, Cindy Madrid, and Roxy Flores.
Thank you guys for joining the clubhouse. We hope you're enjoying yourself over there.
Hope you're having a ball with us.
It's good times.
It is. I went live earlier today.
Okay, I'll start this one.
Okay.
Hi, aunties. I've been thinking about what's my deepest, darkest secret. You know, one that I would never tell anyone. After thinking about it, I have 2. Being a Leo with ADHD, this makes sense due to me being an oversharer.
I love you for it.
Great. Here we go. Well, to begin, I wish the wind would stop. Look at that fucking tree. It's moving like it's fake. Mark's just out there going like this to make it spooky.
He's fucking pushing the fence hella hard.
All right. Well, to begin, I'm the youngest with 2 brothers who are 5 and 4 years older than me. Growing up, my brothers had always shared a room. I mean, until they moved out, they shared a room. One day, I had came home from school and had a little snack, fettuccine Alfredo, my fave. I'm not sure if something had happened between me and my sibling or if my impulsive thoughts just randomly took over, but I spit on my brother's head. The spit had some of my food remaining in the saliva, so you can imagine what fettuccine Alfredo spit up looked like on a teenager's bed.
Jizz.
Oh my God. I must have been 13 and very innocent 13 and didn't think much of it other than, haha, now you have to clean your sheets. My brother came up. Damn, so you just walked by and spit the shit on his bed.
That's just so funny. Like, what an asshole.
My brother came home later and unbeknownst to him had a lady friend come over too. All of a sudden I hear, ew, what's that? In a girl's voice. And then I hear my brothers fighting and yelling. When I walk down the hallway, I see the girl walking out of my front door.
Oh my God.
And my brother's fighting while one is screaming, I didn't jizz in your bed, dude.
Oh my God.
I never did tell them that it was me.
With fettuccine.
It was fettuccine Alfredo. That's it wasn't even fucking jizz.
Fucking hilarious.
Anyways, I thought you'd both laugh and get a kick out of my little story. Thank you for being you and always making my weeks better. As always, free Palestine, free Gaza, free Hawaii, and shout out my best cat. My bestie, Kat, for putting me onto you guys and loving me unconditionally. Aww. I love you girls. From Tay. Thank you, Tay.
That was great, Tay.
Oh, my God. You got to tell them, like, at Thanksgiving.
Please tell them and record it. Tell them at Thanksgiving tell this them, year remember, and record it and send it to us.
This is what that actually was.
Oh, please. Come on.
That's hella funny.
The girl was like, you guys are fucking disgusting. I'm leaving. I'm going home.
There's somebody's nut on the bed. I'm fucking leaving.
Somebody had their wiener out in here recently. My God. Ew.
Here, can you read this one? Because my vision is not good and I'm feeling nauseous again. So, good times. Do you have that one already?
No. Okay. Hey, aunties. I'm back with a juicy update about my DL man.
Okay.
To start off, he has no idea that I know he's been going on this site, but just today I snooped on there to see if he's been active, and I caught the message of him meeting up with another DL man to get head.
Oh, shit.
And jerk off the guy who also has a girlfriend because they were swapping.
What?
They were swapping nudes of me and her prior to meeting up. Girl.
God damn it.
I'm not even reading any further. Bitch, leave him. Don't you dare be with someone who's sharing your nudes without fucking permission. That shit is
I'm
fucked
pretty
up.
Sure that's like a crime.
It is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get him in fucking trouble for that. And I would.
That makes me feel fucking rage.
Imagine, like, I don't know her, but imagine somebody that's hella private about shit like that. Like, for me, it would be like, whatever. I want you to show your friends my nudes. But, like, imagine someone that's private and not comfortable like that. And being betrayed that way. And I hope you're very comfortable and this doesn't upset you hella
much. And it's your man that you're currently with. It's not like y'all broke up, not excusing that behavior, but someone I broke up with, I can see them getting mad and bitter and showing it to be a prick. But this is someone you sleep by every night that's fucking betraying you like that. Bitch, absolutely fucking not.
And have somebody beat his ass.
For sure. For sure.
At this point. Like, you're involving me now, and that's dirty.
So they were swapping nudes of me and her prior to meeting up around his job to have car play. I am not as upset as I would be if it was a girl, because at least I know this has to be some kind of kink and just sex to him,
What does that matter? Like, if it was a girl, you would be more mad? Like, that, I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
So on if it was a girl, I've always said if Mark cheated on me with a man, I would still be hurt, but I would be less hurt because I can't give what a man can give. You know,
yeah, there's certain things. Okay.
So that aspect I can understand.
Yeah.
But cheating is still cheating, mm-hmm. regardless who it's fucking. Bitch, if it's with a sheep, bitch.
But you're involving me. That's what is like, it's not just
the
cheating.
Photo
like,
is yeah, making that's, me rage.
That's really fucked up.
Okay. After having some more time to look through messages, it seems to me that he might be straight, air quote, but as a kink for trans women or femme gay men.
Guess what?
Called bisexual.
Guess what? They're not straight.
They're not at all
they're
straight.
They're not straight. Okay.
And I don't care what he says.
Yeah.
He has bad daddy issues and problems with asserting dominance around other straight men. His profile reads discreet slash cut slash side, comma, looking for oral. In parentheses, receive only, ball play and rimming, come and go, C-U-M, and into public meetups and car play. It also said bareback only. Oh, my fucking God.
Fuck, bitch.
Does it get any worse? Like,
he's posting a whole ad.
He's endangering you, bro. Yes. With showing your fucking nudes. He's not using protection.
That's the part that makes me the most mad, is that he's showing your nudes like you're a joke. Not only does this people know you exist, but like you're a joke.
You're a joke.
Yeah, he's treating
like,
you
at
like
my
a
naked bitch.
Yes, look at her pussy. Look like her. You're a joke. That's the part that's pissing me the fuck off. And the unprotected shit. What are you fucking doing?
Oh, and she said, and it says bareback only, which was why I was concerned of contracting STIs, not because of gender.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes
now.
Sense. God damn.
I read messages from 2 years ago of him meeting up.
Oh, he's been, dude, this is his
girl.
Shit. This is his shit.
Come on. I read messages from 2 years ago of him meeting up and getting head on one of his trips to Vegas, but that was before we met. He also mentioned in another message how he's never done anything more than head and has only given head once, but mostly likes to receive. But in some recent messages, he's been mentioning he's open to fucking and having them ride him.
He's curious. It's going to happen eventually. He's
definitely
working his way
straight.
Up to it. Yeah. And he's working his way up to it.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. What the fuck?
I've noticed he hasn't been as needy with sex with me. Yeah.
because you're not doing it for him anymore. He wants a thrill. He's thrill seeking. You don't have a wiener. Yeah. Yes. He's thrill seeking. He wants the exciting, risky fucking shit.
Taboo.
Yeah. The vanilla fucking sex with a pussy ain't doing it for him no more.
The past couple months when I bring this up, he sort of initiates sex more, but I feel like it's just to satisfy me. I feel like he's bored sexually with me, or like I don't satisfy him because maybe because of his porn addiction. That's not why. It's not the porn addiction.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I know why. Yeah. I do genuinely feel like he cares about me and loves me.
I mean, I wouldn't even say yeah.
Like, I know. I can't say yeah.
Because you don't fucking... He's taking the betrayal further than just cheating. It's like I said, like you're a joke. He's treating you like you're a joke.
And again, as Donna used to say, with friends like that, who needs enemies?
Yeah.
Aside from this hookup site, he's been honest and loyal.
Girl...
Don't okay. do that.
You don't know that.
And almost seemed too perfect, but we all have some flaws. It sounds like you're trying to justify it. And,
exactly.
And make don't it more that. Palatable so don't that you that. Can stay because you're comfortable and you love him.
Mm-mm.
It's on you. I absolutely would not.
No.
Long story short, I know I have to end this relationship because the trust is gone, as well as coming to realize that some views and beliefs... aren't compatible, and I'm too old. We're both 31 to try and change someone who doesn't want to change. A part of me just wants to set him up to where I can catch him in the act so that he has no choice but to come clean. The other side of me feels stuck because we just signed this year lease.
Fuck.
And I left and moved out of my other apartment that I loved. I don't want to be single again because the guys left out there aren't any better. Listen.
You're better off by yourself. If that's what you, if it's between that or being by yourself, be by your fucking
Why
self.
Why the fuck?
Do not tell yourself that there's no one good out there. So it sounds like you're trying to convince yourself yeah. that this is acceptable in some way. And like, it's not. It's not.
It's
I'm
not.
Sorry you let your apartment go. I'm sorry you don't want to be single. That does not mean settle for this. Like, no.
You can go to the apartment complex and say, bitch, I'd make up a lie and be like, my life's in danger. I have to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
And break the fucking lease. Should I just confront him about it or wait for the truth to come out? I don't want to expose myself or going through his phone. Who fucking cares at this point? I would tell on yeah, myself, bro.
You're worried about the wrong shit. I would be pulling out names and be like, I would be set. First of all, don't do it in his face because you don't know how a guy is going to react to that yeah. shit being confronted
yeah.
with something like that. But I would separate myself and maybe in a letter, an email or something, just be like, I'm good. Like, you can continue your creeping with fucking bareback hookups on your own. I don't want to involve myself anymore and like take yourself out the equation.
Dude, man or woman fucking just out there raw dogging. Like, that's yeah. foul as fuck.
It is.
When you're... partners at home.
Yeah.
But I don't want to expose myself for going through his phone either, but I don't know how well I can hide this in the long run unless I just start cheating back until one of us gets caught.
What?
Sorry, this is so long. I tried my best to keep it short. Thank you again so much for giving your advice. I don't have many women in my life I can trust as I do you guys. I love you. Oh.
No, I feel that because like female friends like will fucking judge you if you explain this to them. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't want to involve. Sometimes you can't involve people in your life in your personal business when it's something like as fucking toxic as this. Because yeah. they will also judge you based yeah. on how you handle it. But so I am happy that we can be here for you. But like, for please sure. trust me when I say sticking it out and like fucking cheating back or whatever. Don't. And just accepting this, you're putting your health and your life in danger. Like this is serious. This isn't just like fucking... No, it's dangerous and you don't deserve it. Like you need to
let him be leave. A bug catcher on his own because it yeah. seems like he is bug chasing. Because why would you want to do bareback only?
fucking whore shit. Like, yes, it feels better or whatever. Like, a lot of guys are like that. Not all, but, you know.
Figure out a way to break your lease.
Break your lease. Break up. I would mention it just so he knows. Like, that's fucked up. I would just be like, that's fucked up and I didn't deserve that. Like, you know, but there's no getting past this and thinking you'll ever be able to trust him again. That's out.
And he doesn't respect you.
No, he does not.
If this is his idea of loving somebody else, like, it's a really shit, piss poor
fucking... And I don't care what kind of upbringing he had. I don't care what kind of issues he has. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. There's a lot of fucked up people that have had fucked up upbringings that don't do shit like this to their partner. Like, no, you don't deserve it. And they deserve to be by themselves while they do this shit.
Like I said, it's one thing if, like, I could fathom it if I broke up with Mark and to be a dick, he was like, showing my fucking nudes or something, but we're happy and in love and we're sleeping next to each other and you're fucking doing, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. It's not the same, but it reminds me of the man overseas that fucking was setting his fucking wife up to be fucking raped, drugging her.
There's a situation I told you about not long ago where there's this guy that was following me for a long time and like sending me money, sending me gifts every now and then, shit like that. And then he lived in another state and it came out later that he had like a live-in girlfriend. And then I was like, okay, like, so are you not, he was still hitting me. So I was like, okay, are you not planning on coming out here to book with me anymore or like what? Cause then he revealed that to me that he lived with his girlfriend. He fucking...
I know who you're talking about, dude.
How do I explain this?
That shit was fucked up.
He wanted to pay me to FaceTime him. I guess she was a very hard sleeper. And he wanted to, like, play with her tits and shit on FaceTime with me while she was asleep without her consent and without her knowing.
Oh, my God.
And so...
I remember that.
Like, a couple of times I, like, accepted money from him and I played along with the talking about it part of it. But when it came time to him hitting me, like, are you up? I'm a call right now. Are you up? I ignored him and I never answered. And so I never followed through with that. But I was just like, damn, like,
because that's your fucking rape fantasy, bitch.
Exactly.
Exactly. That shit is so violating. Yeah. Oh my God, it makes that fucking write-in.
It's that thrill seeking fucking being bad. A lot of people come hard.
Call the cops on yourself, bitch.
Yeah, from shit like that. Like, they get a real fucking crazy whatever climax from that kind of shit. But it gets dangerous. Like, don't involve other people. If you want to be dangerous and risky and all that shit, do it on your own. Don't involve involve other fucking innocent people. Don't fucking do that. It's fucked up.
That's the ultimate disrespect, betrayal. Yeah. Like, dude.
It happens. Like, people do dirty ass shit. I'm just thinking about the time I was fucking working by Disneyland, remember? And that guy booked me and had me come to do shit with him in the bathroom while his kids were Disneyland hotel watching TV in the fucking living room section. And one of them was like, who was that girl? And he was like, oh, just watch TV, and fucking snuck me in the bathroom. Like, people do wild shit. And his wife was like getting her nails done or something at the time, and we had to hurry up before she fucking came back to the hotel. People are insane. But he was getting a rush out of being fucking sneaky.
Damn.
Yeah, people are fucked up.
Don't let you thinking there ain't no better men out there be the reason you fucking deal with that shit. Girl, if you don't go be by your fucking self.
Yeah, come on.
For real.
Be for real.
I would rather be so fucking lonely, bitch. I'd rather sit up under Charlene 24/7.
Right.
Than motherfucking
Carolyn.
Deal with that.
Yeah.
No, for real.
I'd live with Carolyn.
I would drink her water bottle first, bitch.
Share water bottles with Carolyn and listen to her sing all day, then fucking deal with that.
Oh my.
There's no way.
No fucking way. It's like the ultimate slap in the face, like repeated slaps.
Yeah.
I'm hella sorry that that is happening. Girl, get out. Get the fuck out. Okay.
I see this really long one, so I'm going to let you read it because I don't feel good.
Emma, you do.
We can take turns.
I might have it. Let's see.
Okay.
Let me get some power. All right. Hey, aunties. I'm a longtime listener and really need some advice. Apologies in advance for this being so long. I'm a single mom of a six-year-old boy. Quick backstory. I met my son's dad when he was married and separated. He was already living somewhere else. So no, I did not break anything up. LOL. He had two kids when I met him. We dated, moved in, and a little after a year, I wound up pregnant. He has always been a liar, and surprise, surprise, I went through his phone and found a text message to his ex apologizing about getting me pregnant. I confronted him, and he said it meant nothing. Yeah, okay. Anyways, that was her saying, yeah, okay, not me. Anyways, fast forward a couple months, I find out he cheated on me with the ex, and I packed up all their shit at 2 a.m. in boxes, didn't say anything. When he came home, I got the house key from him because I didn't want him to have a heads up to make a copy of my key. He was shocked. I said, grab your shit, get the fuck out of my house. Go live with her. Keep in mind, I paid for everything. I own two cars and paid for my condo, also took care of his two kids. He ends up back with the ex. I feel bad for the kids. Mm-hmm. He ends up back with the ex and gets her pregnant. Our kids are 4 months apart. She terrorized me my entire pregnancy. She would park in front of my job and sit in her car during my shift like the bozo she is.
Girl, like I gave him back to you. What the fuck are you stalking me for? Why are you at my job? Like
psycho?
Yeah, what the fuck?
She would text me from hella numbers, from text apps. I'd block her. She'd get another number. She'd say shit like, haha, that's why he's back with me. Okay, good.
He's no prize, bitch. You can have that.
Haha, he's back with me. He never stopped fucking me. Your baby was a mistake. He meant to have this baby with me. Girl, I'm his baby mama. We'll always be fucking. He'll never be a father to your kid. Blah, blah, blah. Good. At this point, I hope he's not.
Yes.
This was a daily occurrence with her. She was nuts. Most of the time, I would just ignore her. And other times, I'd pop off on her dog-faced ass. Well, it got to the point that I started fucking him again just to rub it in her face. You know what? Now you're insane.
Now you lost me.
I'd let her know, bitch, I'm his baby mama too, and I can fuck him when I want just to prove a point. Oh, he's just living the life, bro.
Yeah. No.
Stupid, I know, but sometimes I can get a little petty. I finally have my son.
That's not petty. That's dumb.
I finally have my son. No, he wasn't there for the delivery, but he did come the next day. He would have to sneak around to come see my kid. As if she didn't know I was pregnant when we split. We would be at a park having a visit, and I would get a text message from her pretending to be him, saying, hey, it's me. When can we meet? Meet him? Bitch, he's seen him hella times already. I wouldn't answer. So time goes on. He visits sometimes, barely ever buys diapers, milk, clothes, anything, little to nothing. I've never bothered him for money, just asked him to spend time with him. He'd disappear for months, then only was reaching out around holidays. My son gets to be around three. I get a knock at my door. It's a sheriff serving me custody papers. Bitch. Oh, my God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I read them, and this bitch wants sole custody of my son. Marked the box to file him on his taxes. Wants all my rights terminated. This one, I leave the state, bitch, and I never tell you where the fuck we are.
Oh, my God.
I hit him up about the papers and asked him why he would do that. He said he just wants visits. I said, why would you put sole custody? He said, honestly, she filled out the papers when I was driving and I just signed them. So I let him know if he files, I want child support, homie. He immediately drops the custody papers and we figure out visits. He starts getting him Wednesday for a few hours. I tell him I think it's fair to give me $150 a month. He lets me know him and his wife decided that $50 is more than enough. Oh, my God. Because he doesn't need anything that costs $150 a month.
Really? Really?
I said, if you're broke, just say that. These write-ins today are wild.
God damn.
I said, if you're broke, just say that. It's never been about money. But for someone who's never helped, $150 would seem fair.
Line all the dudes up and shoot them.
Like through the head, like on The Office. Where fuck? After a few visits, he tells me that it's causing him problems at home with his wife when he's around. I said, what's the problem? He's like, she said it's too much to handle with all the kids. Keep in mind, my son is very well behaved and a good kid. He's not a hellion. Then it turns into him telling me he had to check his wife because she ignores my baby when he talks to her and outright treats him different. My kid's never going over there again. She'd give all the kids popsicles, but say there wasn't enough for my baby. Oh my God. I do not play that shit. If you don't like me, bitch, keep it between us. Don't do my baby like that, weird ass bitch.
Imagine somebody doing peas like that.
Maria, you know I'm not a huge fighter, bitch.
Fucking God.
I'm putting on fucking brass knuckles.
Oh my God.
Did you ever make a baby feel like that? If you don't like me, bitch, keep it between us. Don't do my baby like that, weird ass bitch. Visits lasted maybe a month or two before they dwindled down to nothing. He would say he's coming, never show up. My baby would cry at the door with his backpack ready to go.
Oh my God, I want to kill him.
He would just stop returning calls, disappear for months, then pop up and demand to take him 4 months later on a Wednesday. He'd show up one day, then we wouldn't hear from him for months again. Randomly, he'd call and I'd answer a random number. It would be him. He'd asked how my son was. I'm going to read like this in a minute. This is long. He'd ask how my son was doing, then trauma dump on me. He ended up telling me he got 2 DUIs back to back. Too bad he's not in prison. 3 months apart, the DUIs happened in 23. How he's an alcoholic, can't even go to work without drinking before because he would get the shakes.
Is that my ex?
Told me his. I'm like,
is my ex your baby daddy?
I'm all, tell him to do cold turkey. Off alcohol, so he
tell him
dies.
That's the best thing for him.
He's an alcoholic, can't even go. Okay, told me his license is still revoked. Fast forward, now it's been almost 3 years since he had a visit with my son. January of this year, I got my son balloons for his birthday at a party store by my house. We walk in, my kid's dad is in there with his wife getting balloons for him. Wrong place, wrong time. He asked if he could give him a gift of some balloons in the parking lot and he'd be on his way. I would say,
what kind of fucking
balloons?
Oh my God.
Shove those in your pee hole, bitch.
Oh, right. Put those in your foreskin.
Right. What? I said, sure. I'm waiting outside with my son and here they come. He hands my son a gift, gives him balloons, and immediately starts talking shit. Why the fuck do you keep my son away?
Oh my
God. Stop playing games with me. You be on that bullshit. I said it's his birthday. I'm not doing this right now. I told my son to say goodbye and he starts talking more shit. She chimes in and says, you need to start letting him be a dad and you need to answer whenever he calls. I said, you need to shut the fuck up and mind your own business. Good girl.
Before I punch you in your fucking teeth, bitch. Oh my God.
That's where it popped off. They both start screaming in my face, yelling, fuck you, bitch, over and over. I said, this is exactly why
I
don't.
This is at Party City.
Bitch.
This is at fucking Party City. It's my son's birthday. And this is how y'all want to act out. Oh my God.
I said, this is exactly why I don't have you around, because you do shit like this. This is what the fuck you do when you haven't seen him for a couple years. Way to ruin his birthday. I said, you're both fucking trash. My son gets in the car. They're trying to jam the balloons in my back seat. My keys get tangled in the strings. She's screaming from behind the balloons. I grab the balloons with that little weight on the bottom and scream, fuck the fucking balloons. It's in all caps.
They're trying to jam them in my car.
And launch that shit. I close my back door. They run up on me, screaming in my face. He is chest to chest with me, inches from my face.
What?
Bitch, I saw red. I screamed, back the fuck up, and shoved him away from me. Everybody in the parking lot was staring. fuck them bitches too. Got in my car and left. My son is crying, saying, why did my dad do that? Oh, I calm him down. God. We bounce. Now in November, just a couple weeks ago, I get a voicemail at 11 p.m. and it's him drunk and slurring, telling me I need to give my son to him. I never
returned. It's my dad. It's my dad doing all this. Oh my fucking God.
I never returned the call. He only reaches out holidays, always has. I feel stuck because I want I feel stuck because I want my son to have a dad, but at the same time, I don't feel he's safe with him. I wouldn't wish
that kind of dad on any kid, anywhere.
As somebody who had a very, let me finish it real quick, okay? He drinks and drives, suspended license, does drugs, pill popper, in and out of jail. Mm-mm. He now has 6 kids. Mine is number 3. How do I go about dealing with this whole situation and explain to my son what's going on? Any advice is appreciated. I love you guys. Free Palestine. Free Palestine. As somebody who grew up my younger years with an erratic father, do not subject your son to that type of fucking parent. It's better.
He doesn't even have your kids back. He's letting some bitch act fucking different with your kid, not giving your kid a popsicle. Still got me fucked up.
I want to kill
dad,
her.
Your dad. His dad didn't even have enough balls to stand up to that bitch and be like, no, you're not treating my fucking kid like shit.
He's a fucking weenie.
Oh my God. Your kid is not safe around that person.
No.
Period. You just explained 25 reasons why he's not safe around that piece of shit. What you do is you explain to your
balloons are an appropriate birthday gift.
And is trying to force them in the car.
And I don't give a fuck. Normally I'd be like, that's nice. He spent his last dollar fucking on
No. That's insanity. And what you need to do, I don't even know how old your kid is at this point, but
sounds like maybe 6.
You need to gently explain that daddy is sick. Daddy is fucking not safe. And let him, when he's 18, make the fucking decision to start a relationship if he chooses then.
Or
let the child decide when they're old enough. It's your job right now to keep your kids safe. Not safe.
I would revisit it when he was about 12. I would remind him, depending on what type of child he is, you know, all kids are different, what they can comprehend. Mm-hmm. I would revisit it when he was 12. I would fucking explain and ask, would you like to see your dad? Just so that when your kid grows up, he can never say, oh, you fucking withheld me from my dad. And if he says yes, bitch, we're doing it in
supervised
fucking Taco Bell.
Yes.
Together.
Yes. Together as a fucking group.
Yes.
And your wife
cannot be by my child.
No.
So you either grow balls or fucking
don't see him until he's an adult.
You don't see him.
Yeah. That's chaos.
Oh my God.
The not having your kids back is the shittiest fucking shit in the world. I've never had that fear because my kids' dads all know. Fuck around. Don't have let some bitch or anybody in this world treat my kids some kind of way, and I'm having somebody fuck you up. And I'm going to fuck them up.
It takes a certain type of piece of shit. You know, Naya had a really close friend, and the mom for a while did not like me. But I knew she still loved my daughter. Mm-hmm. So I would let her still go over to their house. Mm-hmm. And Naya, you know, it was always fine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if I would have allowed her to go there and the parent would have treated my child like shit.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. And that's just a friend.
Right.
I can't imagine. Oh my God. Mark allowing a girlfriend.
Yeah.
To disrespect.
And treat your kid like shit. Like that. That
now
says
everybody's
it all.
Lives are ruined.
Exactly, or in danger because I'm fucking up everyone.
Yep,
her parents, her fucking.
Now we're all in prison.
Yes,
now we're all having prison babies.
Yeah, yep.
Because
there's no fucking way. I can't. I feel rage thinking about that kid not getting a popsicle in front of all the other kids. Like, oh
what
my
type
fucking
of
god,
shitty fucking person do you have to be?
Yeah, I can't. People are fucked up. People are fucked up, and there are situations where partners kill their partner's kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. Abuse them to death. Shit like that. Yeah. I don't put that past nobody.
Nobody.
If you can treat a kid fucked up, like, you can kill them because you don't like their mom or whatever. Like, you have to look at it like that and keep your kids safe. That's your only job in life, is to keep your kid fucking safe. There's no way.
And to the write-in before this, you see, go be happy by yourself.
Yes.
Go be by your fucking
God
self.
God damn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Those are some crazy.
Those are stressful.
Fucking situations.
Stressful. Yeah.
I wish both of you the best. Make the right decision.
Yeah.
Be selfish as fuck.
Mm-hmm. You have to look out for yourself and your kids, because no one else is going to look out for you the way you are.
No.
Like, you, that's your responsibility. So.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go smoke cigarettes.
And I'm going to go figure out what I'm eating for dinner and if I'm going to wait.
Oh, let's all act like it's a mystery. It's Chipotle.
No, it might be Panda. I told them it might be Panda, and I was telling them what I like.
Oh, my God.
I already talked to my friends about it.
Okay, fuck it.
Mind your business.
Go to hell.
Okay.
It's only because she's mad at Pepper.
I am mad at Pepper. I ain't been back. I am mad at Pepper. Since I got that fucking replacement, I've been like, I don't know if I want to pay for it again.
No, for real. Mm-hmm. That shit is so much money. Oh, my God. All right. Please leave us a review. Share us with
your
friends. Merch is only going to be open a couple more days, so you better.
We're about to close that shit.
At the end of the weekend, so you better get on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Oh,